1017thetruth.com.
Welcome to Hour 3 of an Election Day special of The Truth with Sherwin Hughes, exclusively on 1017 The Truth. Make sure you join us on the YouTube by searching 1017 The Truth on YouTube, hitting subscribe, and then voila, you'll be in the YouTube family. You want continuing election coverage tonight at 7 o'clock via a different YouTube channel, Hughes Views 414. Myself and Dr. Ken Harris are going to, I don't know, who knows? Me and Dr. Ken might get into it. I know Dr. Ken is supporting Tom Tiffany. I already know that.
You think so?
Why are you looking surprised?
That's
Dr.
insane.
Ken, didn't you used to produce a show? You know what his politics is.
Well, he was always afraid to admit it when I had my little conversations with him. But, yeah, I know where he leaned. It was always, we had very interesting conversations.
No, they weren't. They were terrible, probably.
Yeah, you know how I get down.
At each other. He's got to be hard to produce for, because I've sat in a couple of times and I've witnessed how he does. Like, he does like weird hand signals and stuff. You ever do that with you? Like, he'll be talking, all of a sudden do something like this.
You know, I can't even remember. It's been such a long time ago. I just remember I'm just going to keep my mouth closed.
Yeah, don't talk bad about him.
I'm not going to talk bad about him. He's a nice guy.
I mean, if somebody is a Republican, I don't even care. They think that we care. Like, don't be afraid of it.
Yeah, exactly. Just admit what you are. I respect you a lot more.
And if you can give reasons as to why, because I appreciate that we all have different life experiences. And most of the time, our political affiliations are almost a direct reflection of our parents. A lot of times, if you grew up in a Democratic household, which I did, you're going to be a Democrat too. If you grew up in a Republican household, chances are, now, of course, people can often diverge from their family sentiment. Absolutely they can. But it's a real good predictor. But the best predictor is, if your parents are non-voters, you don't vote either. And I'm tired of telling black folks to vote. Here's the thing. Don't. If you don't want to, or if you're one of these people, ooh, I can't stand these people. All right, then, Sherwin, tell me why I'm supposed to vote. I will do no such thing. I'm not wasting my time. You're 48 years old, and you want me to tell you why you should do something for you? Uh-uh.
I love the poorly educated.
Or then if they say something like that to me, Sherwin, tell me why I should vote. I'm going to look at them square in their face, and I'm going to say, tell me why I should let you keep the money in your wallet. I'm about to snatch it from you. Let's talk to someone who snatches more than wallets. Hi, Al. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful. I voted this morning. I was number 4. Let's start it off like this. When they go low, open and welcome the devil's door. You don't have to go to hell. You got to go beneath hell. And I think why the Democrats are losing, I think it's because they have this dandelion punk, pussy willow-fied punk mentality. They're seen as a bunch of pogs, because when people say stuff, oh, I can't say nothing. I got to be on my best behavior. Republicans just going to say it. They're going to say, F you be, I'm going to give it to you raw. The Democrats, I can't say nothing. Or the Republicans will say, Christianity and God, and everybody, oh, Lordy, Lordy, Lordy. When the thoroughbreds and the renegades say, I don't care about Christianity, and while you're getting ready to go beneath hell, if Jesus jump in front of you, you tell Jesus, if you don't get out of my way, I'm going to beat your ass from corner to corner because you don't want this smoke. And Jesus is going to step aside. You're not getting no loud mouth. You're not getting the mountain lion from the mountains for the Democrats. And if you look at all the people who stood up to the Republicans, it was women. Okay? And then you have to look at the psychological warfare, especially within some of our people. They feel like they can't talk back to whites. They can't talk back to whites. We got to walk on eggshells and tippy toes for what? But when they get in them hair pies, they the big bad mountain lion SOB when it come to their own. But when it come to white, they can't say nothing. Your own black politicians really don't even got the fire. I mean, look at some of them. When things happen, well, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. So why would people who are Democrats be like, woo, when you're acting like a big old pussy willow? It's like, do we got to get you a set of bloomer panties and some massengale? Like, goddamn. Look at some of our black politicians. They won't even go on TV and tell these parents that's tearing down the neighborhood, tell them bastards you got sit they black ass down. We're going to get up here and moonwalk and pop shake and twerk around the real foundation of the problem. But when the whites call you every N-word in the book and say what they going to do, everybody want to pay attention. When the real whites sit here and want to call out Christianity and a Jesus that ain't never did a goddamn thing for you, everybody want to act like they living in their last days in Revelation. Well, goddamn it, bring your last days. Because people are sick of you any effing way. But the politicians, I can't say nothing. I don't know what to do. And then when they come through here tearing down your neighborhood, I gotta know what to do. But then when the whites about to take over, I gotta show every Bojangle, oversized, big canine, big pearly white tubing mouth. That's why Democrats are losing. They're coming off like punks. I don't know if it's tucked too much. Maybe you need to pull it out. I don't know if you wearing boxer briefs. Maybe you need to put on some boxers and let it swing. But that's why they're losing. Sometimes the people you're dealing with, you gotta go beneath hell. You can't deal with them how they deal with you. You gotta deal with them worse. And that's why we're not moving forward. And you're going out your way to try to educate people. Some still don't want to listen. Some still ain't going to vote. Some going to sit on a uncoop, unclean black ass and don't vote. But they'll get up and run to the liquor store for that half pint. They'll sit there and say, I don't vote. I got Jesus. Well, what did Jesus Christ do for your black ignorant ass? Because it ain't fixed the rebar that's coming up through the scene like an erection. It ain't doing nothing for you. And if you on welfare getting $673, you better drop her, because they going to take that away. And that man that's using your vessel, he going to leave you, because that toilet's not going to work no more when he see he can't go make a bologna sandwich. Get off your black ass and vote, and I'll listen to your reply. Have a great day.
Thank you. All right, then. How about I let Dion reply? Dion, you're on 101.7 The Truth.
Man, I almost started to hang up because I just couldn't take that. But I'm on my way to go vote right now. And you know I already told you who I'm going to vote for. So I'm about to go get ready to go vote.
Who you voting for? Tell the people. Who you voting for?
You already know I told you I'm voting for Francesca.
What?
I mean, because, you know, like, David, I don't know nobody else. You know what I'm saying? Like, to be honest with you, you already know I just started voting. And you know, so the only person I've really been seeing is Francesca. To me, as I told you on your podcast, Mandela, he was just too ambitious. He ran for every political seat that it possibly is. David dropped out, came back. That doesn't sit well with me. So I'm going to see what Miss. And then the guy you be talking about all the time, Joel Brennan, I don't know anything about him.
We don't talk about him no more. We call him Milk because he's stuck at 2%.
Okay, well, I'm going to vote for what you call a Franny Pan.
Yeah, let me know what number you are, what voter number you are.
All right, hey, I seen, what's her name today? I ain't going to tell you what school I'm at. But, Brenda Casillas, she ain't no bad-looking woman, boy.
She's too old for you, Dion.
It don't make no difference, though. I like them old. I'm damn near 50 myself. You know what I'm saying? I'll be 50 next year. So, yeah, I seen her. I was looking at her like,
Hey, leave her alone. She's the superintendent of NPS. She don't need you sweating all over her, breathing all heavy.
I'm getting the hood on the 22nd, Sherwin. I'm getting a hug. I'm coming to the, what's that, Truth Meet down there at Riverside. I'm going to give me a hug. I'm going to give me a hug from you.
Yeah, all right. I'll be there. Yeah, I'll be there.
All right. Y'all can't get pictures. Can y'all get pictures and text messages still?
Yes. Well, actually, okay. I don't know. Text it to the 414-395-0484. Text it to that number.
Okay.
All right, then.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Yeah, I'm definitely not going to Truth Family Fest.
Why not? Everyone is going to miss you. You're super popular and cool.
That's all right. They can listen to me every day. You want to see me, go to YouTube.
Or come to the Third Street Market Hall.
Deion said, he called last week on the podcast, and he was like, Sherwin, I'll inbox you a location to meet me so I can get a hug.
Ooh.
Jeez. But also, it makes sense why he voting for Franny Pants.
Why is that?
She has an agenda for them people, for men that like to hug men.
You know, during Tony Evers' speech yesterday, when he was talking about Tom Tiffany taking away protections for people, he mentioned the LGBTQ, but not blacks.
You don't got to mention blacks. He's endorsed the only black person in the race. Tony Evers is good with us.
I'm just saying.
Tony, we have zero complaints about Tony, and black people love to find something to complain about. It's like, we can't like something too much. We got to find out where it's broken, cracked, deficient, where it's not 100%. We can't say nothing about Tony. In fact, we don't say nothing about him. Tony is all right in our book. Tony endorsed David. Tony made a lot of white people mad. Joel Brennan said, hell yeah, I'm mad, Sherwin.
That was on your show.
It sure was. I was like, Joel, calm down, Mr. 2%. Hell yeah!
That's when you were hawking them on us. Brennan for the winning.
That didn't work at all.
Yeah.
I think maybe three people like, oh, Sherwin, yeah. Well, that's not enough. Well, because I wanted someone to be like a standard bearer for an agenda that addresses. So some things that black people need to fix, we can fix. Other things, we need a little policy. We need some investment. We need some focus. Because the state of Wisconsin has the primary responsibility of educating its public. So we need some real specific policies and different goals set when it comes to the education of black children, because they've been so under-resourced for so long. It's an urgency for us. And I was hoping for somebody like that. He's where we want him to be on education, Joel Brennan is. David is as well. Francesca's not. Kelda is not. And so because my understanding of policy is pretty rigid, what I won't do is, I know a lot of people will do this, they will compromise their own principles and they will bend their own boundaries for a vote. I can't do that. I can't. If somebody says, okay, Sherwin, well, you got Tom Tiffany, who, and we know all the bad things he's going to be, or you know, you want Francesca Hong. If she's a nominee, you got to vote for her. But all Francesca's going to do is just a little bit of slavery. She's not going to enslave every black person, just a few. But it's better than Tom Tiffany. Like, that don't work with me. She wants to take away a program that our community fought for. And a lot of white folks didn't even know how hard fought these battles were to get a parental choice program. It took a really long time. And what we were asking for is basically the other option that everybody else has. Everybody else can exercise school choice except poor black folks. And we know that when black children don't get an education, they may grow up and kill you. I want black people to kill less. People that can read, it's crazy. Actually, murder less. It's the weirdest thing ever. I'm not saying that very articulate and literate people don't do murdering, but their murdering is like little itty bitty murdering. People that can't read, big murder. I want less murder. And if you want to take away a program that's less murder, well, then that puts me and my community at risk. And I can't do that. Now, I'll support her if she moves pretty substantially on her education policy, but she won't. I'm curious to see how she pivots back to the middle, because you can't run the campaign that she ran to win a primary, to win a general election. Not the same people, not the same voters, not the same issue. Everything is going to be different. See, right now, this is the playoffs. The general election, that's the World Cup. That's the Stanley Cup. That's the pennant. That's the Super Bowl. That's the World Series. You can't play the same way in the playoffs. You can't play the same way you did in the preseason when it comes down to the championship. Not to mention, y'all are not going to believe what you are going to see from the Trump campaign and the Tiffany campaign and all of these, I mean, dozens and dozens of outside groups with unlimited money. You would think that this November election for governor in Wisconsin was a presidential. You've never seen nothing like this. Do you know the kind of stuff they're going to say about Franny Pants? They're just going to make stuff up. Because here's the thing you got to be worried about. Some people are not paying any attention because it's a primary. Literally. Even like people even in my social circle, because I don't really talk politics with like my homies, with my friends, because I don't want to. I want to talk about everything else, not politics. A lot of them are not paying attention at all. And so when they do start paying attention, who jumps out the gate first to define Francesca Hong to people that are just going to start paying attention in like a couple of weeks? Whoever gets out there first, who defines the other party or the other campaign or the other candidate first, has a tremendous, tremendous advantage. So probably starting tomorrow, the Tiffany campaign, they're going to redline that engine. She's a communist fascist. She's going to eat your baby. She's an Asian. They're going to bring it all out. She likes the gays and the transgender men, women, they, them. She's going to put a they, them in every spare bedroom in your house. And some people are going to say, I don't want a they, them in my spare bedroom. I only have one kind of bathroom in my house. And they're going to just, they're going to accelerate the negatives on her because she has so many. And yes, they're going to bring up her tweets. Just like if David was the nominee, Dirt McGirt would make a comeback. And that blue face logo of David Crowley, that's going to make a comeback too if he becomes the nominee. And I don't know if we're prepared for that. More importantly, the people that are not paying attention, which is, let's be clear, 75% of Wisconsin voters are having nothing to do with this election today. But once we see who the winner is in the Democratic primary, then they're going to start paying attention. And the Trumps and the Tiffany's and all the RNC money, because they want this governor's office. Ooh, they want it bad. It's like a big juicy steak and they're hungry. Nom, 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 nom. The truth with Sherwin Hughes is also like a big juicy steak. Big juicy steak for your political education needs. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
The Truth with Sherwin Hughes returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because when you know you're fully protected, your home, your vehicle, and everything you work to build, you can actually enjoy it. And that's what it's about, not stressing the what ifs, but moving forward with confidence. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Get a quote or find an agent today at amfam.com. American Family Insurance is a proud sponsor of Le Truth. I said it in French, Le Truth. That's all the French I speak. If you're going to order wine, go with someone that's a wine expert. What do they call it? A sommelier? Is that what a wine expert is? I think that's what they are.
I don't drink, so I don't know.
You don't drink at all? Yes, you do.
Very rarely.
Alcohol needs to be associated with an occasion. I can't just like, oh, I had a rough day. Exactly. I need a drink. I'm done at noon. Even if it was a bad day, it's over early.
It's always a good day here.
Every day is a good day, David Crowley.
Yep.
Let's see if he keeps that same energy.
He was a nice guy when I was talking to him yesterday. He's in good spirits. I mean, it was a nice rally. You know, you'll see I'll be posting, I mean, the video will be posted at 2:30. So, you know, just go to Political Voyeur and you can watch.
All right. That's the misconception. You may not like someone's party or their stances on issues, but most people are actually really nice. And that's the part that the public doesn't see. Like, we gauge their whole, like, personality on whatever party they're affiliated with. And that's so stupid. Because I remember a time where you didn't even ask anybody what their party affiliation was, because it was stupid. It's like just making small talk with somebody nowadays. Like, hi, what kind of socks are you wearing? You know, I don't care what kind of socks you got on.
I don't know. A lot of these Republican politicians are pretty rotten. Ken Paxton?
But you don't know him, though. We got to stop doing that. And that's one thing. Americans sometimes just make me sick. Because you don't know somebody. Like, here's the thing that I deal with. People don't know me. They think that they do because they listen to me every day. Got to have people thinking I'm gay. Here, I'll tell you what.
That's interesting.
That don't even make me mad.
It shouldn't.
No, not at all. So here's what I would say. And it's usually men, but here's what's crazy about men and black men in particular. They're in my inbox more than women are.
Saying what? They want to give you hugs?
Well, there's obviously that. But like, oh, Sherwin, I would love to buy you dinner. Sherwin, can we? I'm not kidding you.
You're right.
I swear to God, my entire career. Men, oh, Sherwin, I was so interested in what you said. And I don't know, are they genuinely interested and want to know more about politics? Or it happens. Women are more subtle. They'll say something like hey, Sherwin, you know that article you were talking about in hour two, can you send me the link? That's how women will approach. And sometimes I'll send them the link, and then if they respond, like, oh, thank you for sending it. I read the article. I really appreciated your take. Now I'm going in for the kill.
There you go.
But women are very, very subtle because they don't want to risk coming on too strong or looking too thirsty or also being rejected. Because if you get rejected in somebody's inbox, I can screenshot it and embarrass the hell out of you. But men, more often than not, Sherwin, can we have dinner? I had a dude say, Sherwin, I want you to mentor me. Hold on, dog. Like, wait, just.
How old was he?
Not a child.
Okay, I was going to say, maybe he was
30s, 40s?
Oh, okay.
I want you to mentor me.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Maybe if it was like a 20-year-old.
No. That's not what I do. I do a job like everybody else does.
He's like, oh, I want to get into a Democratic Party. I want to become a consultant. How do I get there?
But men are the worst, though. I understand, ladies, where you're coming from. When you talk about men are creepy, they are.
They definitely are. I've had a few locker room run-ins with these guys.
Hold on, what you doing in a locker room?
What do you mean? Didn't I tell you about my experience at the YMCA gym that used to be up here?
Was you naked?
Oh, well, yes, after I get out the shower, you know.
And... Wait, you had a run-in with a naked man? Everybody was naked? You were naked, they were naked. Everybody was naked.
Oh, well, I had my, like, towel on. It was like, you know, so at the YMCA, they had, like, you have your own shower at that one. So, you know, I was coming out cloth. And, you know, when you're in the locker room area and you're putting your lotion on and putting your clothes back on, you know, and some weird guy comes up and asks you some weird questions.
While you're naked.
Correct. Mm-mm. Or act weird in the sauna.
What do you mean act weird?
I can't even explain it.
Oh, it's, yes, the hell you can. You like was there.
It's just like a look, a talk, just a vibe is just off. And then, you know, they're talking to you about weird stuff and asking you to give them a ride home.
Whoa. Did you give them a ride?
Hell no. What I look like driving around a middle-aged white man and a middle-aged black man, dropping him off at home after the gym. One of the dudes, he would hang out in the locker room. He's a dude, you know, you get your workout done, hour and a half later, the guy's still in the locker room hanging out. What are you doing back here, man?
That's weird. Here's what I say, because it's usually men that are married. Because for some reason, I think that it's more of like an old school way of thinking, like, oh, if you're not married, you're gay. You dummy. Gay people get married before straight people do, especially lesbians. But if they think I'm gay, I'm like, here, tell you what, sir, you're right. Can I go shopping with your wife? I'll bring her back. I guarantee she ain't coming back with not Nan back. And she's going to be walking fun. It's going to be hard for her to cross her legs for a couple of days. Oh, that's all right. Sure. You can go shopping with my wife. You ain't going to do nothing. Sure won't.
Oh, the 2 minutes will do that?
Oh, all we're going to do is drive right around the block. I'm like, oh, the store was closed. Yeah, store wasn't. I tell you what, I'll be the gay friend and be all up in your wife's text messages. You ain't got to worry about me. I'm gay, remember?
Yeah. That, oh, who you texting? Lucinda?
Thurwin.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
You know.
You can text Thurwin. Who you sending pictures to? I just, you know, I'm just texting Thurwin. I didn't want to see what Thurwin thought of my new Freakum dress. Oh, yeah. You can text your pictures of you wearing a Freakum dress to Sherman because he's gay.
Yeah, he is. Sure am. Never been gay. I'm so gay, I wear rainbow underwear.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, not if you want me to be gay out. Absolutely, sir. Can I hang out with your wife? Yeah,
that's no problem. I trust you with my wife, Sherman, because you don't even like women.
I'm as gay as Jack Tripper was on Three's Company. That might be a reference that goes over your head a little bit.
Exactly. That definitely does.
Yeah.
Okay.
When did that come out?
70s.
Okay.
But it was in syndication in the 80s. You were born in the, when were you born, in the 90s?
I was born in the 90s.
All right. You missed all the fun.
Yeah, I saw like a lot of MASH reruns growing up and a lot of...
MASH?
Yeah.
MASH.
MASH. Whatever, I'm sorry.
4077. All right, then. Great. You probably grew up watching Urkel.
Oh, yeah. Family Matters, you know, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Oh, sure.
You know, this... whatever happened to black sitcoms?
I don't know, actually. It seemed like there were more positive portrayals of black people and black families when black people were less of a political and economic threat. Because then people just saw us as entertainment. Now you got to take us serious. All right, I got to take a break. It's election day today, if you care. Dion told me that he was voter number 31. Polls have been open for 4.5 hours. So what is that? 7 votes an hour? That's low turnout. I don't know where, though. He just gave me the ward number. Oh, it's at a high school in the northwest side. Okay. Turnout's going to be low, just like I thought. It's going to be less than 35%. Probably won't even reach 30%. That benefits her because Madison's turnout is probably going to be 40%. Milwaukee, between 22 and 25. Statewide, probably 27, 28%. That does not bode well for the establishment candidate. I think if you are a Francesca Hong supporter, you have never been more excited and never been more motivated in your life. Nothing is going to stop them from voting. Some of them voted early. Some of them voted by mail. The vast majority of them are going to be voting today in person, and you can too. Oh, Dion said he's voting for Fran too. That's the first black, other than you, that has admitted openly, publicly, that they're voting for Franny Pants.
Why would they be afraid to admit that? I know plenty of blacks that are voting for Fran.
Yeah, we don't know the same kind of blacks. My blacks are different than your blacks.
What's the difference?
A lot of difference. First of all, my blacks are older.
Yes, that's
and
true.
With age comes a kind of wisdom that you only get with age. A lot of my blacks are establishment. A lot of my blacks are established. I don't know about your blacks.
I met a lot of nice establishment, quote-unquote, black people last night, and we had great conversations.
We're all nice. That's the thing. If you don't like somebody's politics, that doesn't mean they're a terrible person. Even Republicans, you would be surprised at how incredibly charming some of these people are. The work that I've done over the years has put me in rooms with people y'all would not believe. Trust me, take my word for it. And I've walked into those rooms literally hating somebody. Ooh, I hate you. Never met him a day in my life. Never met him. We get to talking. We find stuff in common. Get to talking about sports, life, love, relationships, family. And you totally forget that you hate them. And guess what? You realize that 90% of the time, it's an act. It's a show to get likes, to get clicks, to go viral. That's not how those people actually are. I see through all that. There's a facade. There's a public persona. Now, sometimes human beings are in public and in front of the camera how they are in real life, but it is exceptionally, exceptionally rare. If you know somebody, just like the people that you know at work, or just like you, ladies and gentlemen, those of you that are at work right now, there's a persona that you exhibit at work. But then when you're with your homies, you're with your homegirls, when you're with your family, you're yourself. You're a different kind of person. A lot of times these politicians, they'll put on this air of like of arrogance and of just disrespect and being mean. Them people ain't even, they're not like that. Because I thoroughly wanted to come away hating that person. And I didn't, because I got a chance to spend time with him, have dinner with him, just talk about life and everything else that was non-political. But then when I saw him on TV again, there they were being a jerk. But I was like, that's not even real. One of the best radio conversations I ever had in my entire life, ever. I was interviewing, first it was Mandela. So it was Mandela Barnes. This was a long time ago. This is back on WNOV days. So it's Mandela. Then Lena came. So it was Mandela, Lena. This is before Mandela ran against Lena. So they were still cool at the time. And then Sheriff David Clark came. I'm talking about complete and total Sheriff David Clark, who tried his best to join the Trump administration, who was a Trumper. In fact, the last interview I did with Sheriff David Clark, he was wearing a Trump hat in the studio. We sat and we talked. Myself, Mandela Barnes, at the time, Senator Lena Taylor, Dora Drake is the senator of the 4th District now, and David Clark talked about our families. We talked about education. We talked about the future of Milwaukee, and it was incredible. David Clark wasn't spouting off all that stuff. You know, David Clark.
Hey, you know what, Lena? I really admire you and some of the policies that you do. And
Lena, Cher, you know, I really like what you did over with the patrols in the parks. You made people feel real safe. And Mandela was just, I don't know what he was doing, but he was there for the ride as well. And so, no, you don't got to hate people. I have a feeling if I sat down with him and I started talking to Trump, I'd have a lot of questions for him, but I don't think that I'd hate him. I'd wonder why he does what he does. But Donald Trump is a showman. He is designed to get you angry, to get you inflamed. That's what he does. But I bet deep down inside, you get Donald Trump talking about his kids or his hoes. You know what I mean? Me and Donald Trump would talk about hoes for hours. Sherwin, the hoes in the 70s, Sherwin. The hoes were very different.
I don't think you want to talk about the kind of hoes he has. Those are probably little kids.
Not all of his hoes are babies. But I wouldn't talk about that because I don't want to be an accomplice. You know what I'm saying? I talk about some of the hoes that we know, like his wife.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She's very nice.
She is.
You look at her pictures?
I have.
The explicit ones?
Indeed.
Mm.
The Truth with Sherwin Hughes will be right back.
The Truth with Sherwin Hughes returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Lady B, I don't know why you asking Vanessa what she's wearing to my Halloween party. People going to my Halloween party got to be vetted. Now, you know what you got to do if you want to go, Lady B. You know what you got to do. Got to make sure that, you know what I mean? Gotta make sure you okay. So you know what to do. Tom, who is Berkowitz or Liners? I don't know who the hell. Who are those people? I don't know them people. You must really think I know them, Tom, because you sent this to me on Twitter and you posted it in the YouTube chat. I don't know who the hell that is. I don't know nobody with the name of Liners. And I definitely don't know no damn Berkowitz. Who is them people? Hang on, Lady B. Hold on. I hate when people take the radio shows and just have a conversation with a single person in the YouTube chat, but y'all going to have to indulge me for a second because me and Lady B got some unfinished business, okay? You said you'll send me a picture. You may even add me on Instagram soon. Add me now. What you mean soon? Ain't nobody got time for soon? Soon is too late. You got a window, woman, that's open, and when the window is closed, it's going to be locked. You better get into while the window was open. The window right now is just barely cracked now. You better get in the window. You better. I'm checking my Instagram right now. You need to stop playing with me. I'm too old for this. Why y'all playing with me? I think it's a joke. Oh, because it's election day. That's what it is. Y'all think you can just play with your boy on election. Don't play with me. Think I'm over here. Like I'm a joke.
Yeah, tell Lady B to add you on Instagram.
She won't. She said she may add me on Instagram soon. If she don't add me in the next, it's 11:40. You got to 11:42 or it's over.
I have a feeling that she's a 42-year-old man.
Why she got to be 42? Why that age?
I don't know. Just, that's the first thing that popped in my head.
No, I don't think she's a man.
Who knows? I guess we'll have to find out.
But even if she is a man, she's, even if he is a man, he's just going to send me pictures of women. Yeah. So I still wouldn't even.
Oh, you just say, oh, why don't you send me a customized photo of yourself?
I saw, what the hell was that Netflix show that I saw? Oh, hell, look who's calling back. Where there was a high school girl who was getting bullied incessantly. And nobody could figure out who it was. Like, this bully would be like, oh, you're fat, you're ugly. Oh, look at the outfit you're wearing. So whoever this person was, and they would call and, like, text from different phone numbers and did it for years, right? And they knew what the person was wearing. So they're trying to figure out, everybody in this school is trying to figure out who this damn bully is because they bullied this girl. The girl ended up breaking up with her boyfriend because the boyfriend couldn't take it. It was just incessant. They said it was 80 to 100 text messages every single day. That this little high school girl, she was a sweet little girl, 14, 15-year-old little girl, didn't bother nobody, didn't have no enemies. She was very popular. She figured it was somebody that was jealous. She played sports, whatever, and she just kept getting these awful, awful text messages. She went to her teachers. She went to the principals. Nobody could figure out who the hell this person was. You know who the bully was? Her mother. It was her own actual mother. It was crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah, man. It's wild. So you never know how far people will go with the catfishing. Oh, I've been catfished before.
What's the psychology of that?
I don't.
Your mom bullying you?
Mother was jealous. Her mother was like, oh, my childhood trauma was really bad. Like, she bullied her own daughter. And so she would talk about her daughter's clothes. Like, oh, you won't have any body. Your body is terrible. Look at you. You're built like a boy. Because her mother would literally see what her daughter was wearing in school that day and would bully her all day. But there also was an understanding that the mother was jealous of the daughter's boyfriend. And so the mama wanted her daughter to break up with the boyfriend so that the mama – it was weird. And these are all high school kids now. Oh, yeah. But she actually agreed to be in the documentary. And they're asking her, like, why did you do this to your daughter? Like, you drove your daughter to almost want to commit suicide. She's like, well, once I started, I just couldn't stop. What is the name of that documentary? I got to find it. Hold on.
Sick.
Netflix documentary. Where the mom bullying daughter. Yep. Unknown number. The high school catfish. If y'all got Netflix, please watch. Ooh, it's going to make you so mad. Well, nah, I just gave it away. Because for the first, like, half hour, 45 minutes of the documentary, you have no idea who the bully even can be. It's like you're all – because they're all interviewing, like, different friends. Like, oh, was it you? Oh, you got into an argument with her. Maybe you're the bully. Or maybe it was you because you're kind of jealous. It was the mama the whole time. Ooh, it's going to make you so mad if you watch it. It's election day today, if you care. Dr. Ken and I are going to be doing election coverage on Hughes Views 414. Subscribe to the channel. Hughes Views 414. I got a whole bunch of videos up. I do recaps of my 3-hour show. We do take phone calls, so if you want to call in. Hopefully by then, more of you would have voted, and you'll call in with your experience voting, your voter number, et cetera, et cetera. So starting at 7 o'clock tonight. I don't know how long we're going to go. Polls close at 8. We'll probably start getting results. Ooh, I don't know, 8:30? 8:45? Maybe we'll go till 9 o'clock till some results start pouring in. This is not going to be one of those elections where we don't know who the winner is. Oh, we'll know. We'll know by 10:15. So tomorrow's show, obviously, Xavier's probably going to be very happy. He's going to come in here wearing a Francesca Hong hat.
Why would I do that? If Francesca Hong wins tomorrow, that's just the beginning of the battle.
What if David Crowley wins?
That's just the beginning of the battle, too. I'll be wearing a David Crowley hat.
No, the hell you will not.
You don't think I will support David Crowley if he wins? That's insane.
You wouldn't want Nitty would be gloating. You would have to get out of here before he comes. He just wouldn't stop.
To me, I don't get overly emotional about these people. Like, I'm just voting. Just because someone's yelling at me, nope, I'm going to yell back.
That ain't the only time.
No, no, no. But like I said, David Crowley, he's a good candidate. I just prefer for Jessica Hong. But if he wins, I'll vote for him just as fast as I would vote for her.
David Crowley is not going to win because black people are not going to vote for him. I'm just going to say it right now. That's exactly what it is. Not that black people are going to vote for Joel Brennan because they're not voting for him either. They're not going to vote at all. It's this content creator on Facebook. I want to make fun of him so bad, but because it's not nice to do that. He just doesn't even know what he's talking about, but he'll get like 10,000 views on these videos. David Crowley running for government. Y'all better vote for him. It's a government election. He running for, if Francesca Hall wins, she going to take your stamps. Like, no, he actually said that. And so he doesn't know any better. He's a very popular, influential guy. He just has no idea. And as angry and as upset as I get, I'm thinking to myself, that's the average black middle-aged man in this city. That is. David Crowley running for government. Francesca Hall wins. She going to do all the stuff the Republicans going to do. I'm like, oh, my God, sir.
Who's this guy?
I'm not giving his name. I actually met him once before. He's a real nice guy. He doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. Most people have no idea. Yeah. I think he got mixed up that he may have heard that Republicans are supporting Francesca Hong because they believe she would be easier to beat against Tom Tiffany because Tom Tiffany is weak. I think in his mind, he thinks that Francesca Hong would do what a Republican would do because Republicans are supporting him. But he made a video on it. Y'all got to go vote for David Crowley for government. He doesn't even say governor or gubernatorial elections. That David Crowley is running for government. If that's not confusing, I don't know what is.
I need to know who this guy is if he's getting all those views.
I will. I'll try to find his video.
Hopefully he does call-in shows. I can do like a nice little.
No, he's just a content creator on Facebook. Oh. He's a local Milwaukee black man.
Okay.
That does black people stuff in the city for blacks. But he is now dipping his toe into politics. He clearly is a David Crowley supporter. But just everybody vote for David Crowley for government. I'm thinking to myself, which government? There's many governments. The Truth with Sherwin Hughes. We'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial. The Truth with Sherwin Hughes will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Everybody stop it. Stop what you're doing. Because I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you're used to. I look funny, but oh, I'm making money, see? So everybody, hope you're ready for me. Gather around. I'm the new fool in town, and my sounds are laid down by the underground. I'll drink up all the Hennessy you've got on your shelf. So just let me introduce myself. My name is Humpty. Stop it! Stop! Here, hang on. I'm going to play a little bit of this. Wait, everybody stop. What you doing? Because I'm about to ruin. Okay.
If y'all don't believe what I keep telling y'all to go research, everybody who getting child care, food share, anything of that nature. She is out to take everything. Listen.
To the point of fully eliminating vouchers in Milwaukee, your plan?
It would need to come to an end.
So she's in the question, she's talking about vouchers. He said she's going to eliminate food share. Like, why? You know what I mean? Like, don't do that, sir. They're not even.
He don't know no better.
Don't do that, because he'll come over here and kick your ass. A lot of people be wanting to kick our asses.
I bet they do. I'm a big guy. I can throw some hands.
Nah, you don't want to, though, because people, we assume that people will just fight. People in Milwaukee will shoot you.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's, you don't want to do that. And I think your life will be judged on the quality of person that shoots you. You know what I mean? Like, if I'm going to be shot by somebody, I want it to be like a Navy SEAL. Like a CIA operative. Like one of those, not Jameer that just got out of prison yesterday. I don't, not him.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
no.
True.
Sherwin got shot. Who shot him? Jameer did. Caught him slipping on Wisconsin Avenue. That ain't good. You know what I was going to do? I was going to try and reach out to Yiling Zhang.
You should.
It's, we ain't got enough time.
Let's have him on tomorrow. He sounds like a great guy.
He's going to clean up. He's going to do a very good job.
I think so.
He might be the only Democrat. You know, our current state treasurer is a Republican. And I don't think they're running anymore. So the position, so J.D., the poet, called in earlier. And he gave a little bit of a rundown or a sketch of what the treasurer does. But the Republican legislature has taken so many responsibilities and duties away from the office. So it is a statewide position, but it doesn't really have a lot of power. And I think they may even still report to the legislature in some weird form or fashion. I know this much. There's a bunch of candidates running for Secretary of State. Don't vote for Joe Casas and Maripa. Don't do that now. Don't vote for her. You better not vote for her. You're going to regret that. If you vote for Joe Casas, bad things is going to happen. You're going to get a flat tire probably. Your child support is not going to come. Your period's going to be late, ladies, if you vote for Joe Casas. No, I'm serious. It's science. What else? Ray Nitti will be very angry with you. You do not want to make Ray Nitti mad, because then his dreads get to flying. He's going to get Kyle Wallace mad. Kyle Wallace somewhere just stewing over David Crowley right now. Kyle is mad. I don't believe what it did in the establishment. You know, Kyle, his dreads be getting erect. Bless America.
Sha-boing, boing, boing.
I'm going to go vote. I don't know. When may I get lunch first? What time did you vote at, Zach? You were only number 19? Yikes. I don't know. I get around to it. I'm going to go give me a little lunch and give me some snacks. Take me a little nap. Check my emails. Send a couple text messages out to some of my people. I'll vote. I'm going to vote tonight. I'll do it at some point. Join us on the Hughes Views 414 YouTube channel for continuing election coverage starting at 7 p.m. The lunch break is up next.